Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What the Cluck, episode 77. We're going to talk all about baby chicks from weeks 1 through 6. Hi there and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Maya from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we're going to talk all about raising baby chicks from week 1 until week 6. I know a lot of you out there are going to get baby chicks this season, and you may be a little bit confused about what exactly to do to make sure that they're healthy by the time that they're ready to lay, so we're going to get down and dirty about all of that stuff. Now, before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Manipro Poultry, and I've partnered with Manipro because I believe that their chicken products are the best on the market. Now, this episode is all about baby chicks, and Manipro has a full array of non-GMO organic chicken feeds, which does include a baby chick starter feed. Now, it's really, really important to make sure that your baby chicks are getting the best diet possible and a diet that is tailored specifically for them. And I know Manipro does a lot of research into making sure that their baby chick starter feed are full of all the vitamins and minerals and good stuff that your baby chicks need to grow into healthy layers. So the next time that you're at the feed store or you're getting baby chicks this season and you're not quite sure what to feed them, go ahead and grab a bag of Manipro's non-GMO organic chick starter, and you can be sure that your baby chicks are getting the best diet possible. You can also catch up with Manipro on their website at www.manipro.com. All right, guys, let's get into our episode here, which is all about how to raise baby chicks from week 1 until week 6. In our next episode, we'll go ahead and talk about weeks 6 through week 16. It's a little less, let's put it this way, a little bit less of a needy time for baby chicks than the first few weeks are. And it would just be a really, really long episode if I did not break this up in some way, right? So we're going to focus on weeks 1 through 6 this week and do the rest of the weeks on another episode. So a lot of people, when they get baby chicks, they're a little bit freaked out. They're not quite sure what to do, or, you know, you read everything online that you can read, but they're not, you know, they're afraid of hurting their chicks, right? And, you know, baby chicks are very fragile. So you do have to take care when you bring them home to make sure that they have everything that they need. But as long as you're doing the best that you can, as long as you have the basics that we're going to discuss in this episode, you're probably going to be okay. You know, it is very, very normal to lose a certain percentage of your baby chicks. They are fragile. Unfortunately, unlike people, we don't have a lot of, you know, pediatric care, so to speak, you know, pediatric care for chicks, right? So when something's wrong with them, we don't really know until it's too late. So if you do lose some chicks, it's totally normal. You're not a bad owner. You're not, you know, doing anything wrong. It's just kind of par for the course. Of course, many people raise chicks and don't have any deaths or, you know, any deaths that year. That's normal too. So, you know, it's better to go into this with your eyes open and just understand that, you know, they are animals. They are baby animals, and some might not make it, and it doesn't make you a bad owner. All right. So let's start at the beginning, and for this episode, I'm going to assume that you are going to go buy your chicks at the feed store. Nothing really changes if you order them through the mail, just this next section will change, but I'm going to assume that you're going to go buy your baby chicks at the feed store. So at the feed store, when you select your chicks, what you want to select are chicks that look healthy, they're running around, they're interacting with the other chicks, they're not looking sick, they're not, you know, huddled with their, you know, down as fluffed up as they possibly can. You know, just chicks that look like they're active and interested in the world. If they're sleeping, that's okay. Chicks sleep a lot. Like, think about like a human newborn, that's how often they sleep. So just because they're kind of sleeping in, you know, the brooder at the feed store doesn't mean that they're sick or anything. if they're leaning on their sides, if they're laying down on their sides, if they're breathing heavy, if they, you know, I mean, use your best judgment. You know, you'll be pretty well assured, you know, when you're looking at them if they're healthy or not. But baby chicks do sleep a lot. So that's how you pick the chicks that you want. And of course, you know, you're going to look for pullets, I'm sure. It's kind of hard sometimes to know if the feed store is being accurate in this. So, you know, just do your best. Now, the feed store is probably going to put them in some sort of carton for you. What you want to do is you want to make sure that the carton is secure, but there's also air holes in them. On the way home, what I like to do is I like to open up the carton every so often and just make sure that the chicks are okay, that it's not too hot in there, that they're breathing okay. They are going to be stressed out. It's just kind of, you know, how it's going to be. So they might sleep a little bit more. If you see one get super stressed out and it's laying on its side, it's okay to kind of pick it up and just, you know, try to reassure it the best that you can. But that's what I like to do. I like to open it up and just make sure that they're okay. I don't keep it open because, you know, the car could bump up or you could, you know, suddenly stop and then you got a chick flying in the air. But I just check in the containers every so often to make sure that everyone looks like they're okay. You know, if one is sort of laying with its eyes closed, you can, you know, stroke it a little bit just to make sure that it does wake up and that it's not like super stressed. But just understand that they are going to be pretty stressed out. Now, when you get them home, make sure that you have water immediately available to them. What I like to do is I like to put just a little bit of apple cider vinegar in that water. It does help establish good gut flora in their guts. The chicks you're going to buy at the feed store are most likely going to be day olds or maybe 2 days old. They're probably not going to be much older than that. So you're going to want to help them establish their gut flora as best as you can. They're going to need food and water all the time. A 18% chick starter is best. So just make sure that they have that available. Don't be surprised if they don't eat, you know, for a few minutes after you get them home. In all likelihood, though, they'll be glad to be out of the box and, you know, and in an environment where they can move around a little bit better. Give them a quiet area. You want to make sure it's out of the reach of kids, out of the reach of pets, especially, you know, dogs and cats. And you make, just make sure it's secure. And just give them a little bit of time to sort of settle into their new surroundings. Now, I'm going to assume also that you have a heat lamp or some other heat source for them. What you want to do is make sure that the temperature in the brooder is between 90 and 95 degrees. I like to use a digital thermometer for this. There's one on Amazon I like. I'll link to it in the show notes. But that's what I do, just to make sure that it's definitely, you know, the right temperature in there. If you see them, you know, walking around and looking like they're interested in the surroundings, then it's the right temperature. If they're all huddled together, it's too cold. If they're splayed out well away from the heat lamp, then it's maybe a little bit too hot. That's why I like to use that temperature or that thermometer. Now, for bedding in the brooder, I personally like to use either newspaper or like big flake, large flake shavings. I don't like to use the sawdust because the chicks can consume it. If it's the larger flakes, they're not going to do that. But really, any bedding, as long as it's safe for them, is okay. Those are just the ones that I like to use. Now, for waters, I use those mason jar waters with a plastic bottom. It just makes things easier. And then for feeders, I like to use those long plastic feeders. They're usually like red. You can use stainless steel, but chicks are going to poop everywhere. They're going to poop in the feed, and they're going to poop in the water. It just happens. You're going to have to change the water pretty frequently. And I found that the plastic ones are easier to clean. Week one also, they will start to get some of their feathers. So after the first day, they start to get their wing feathers. And then the wing feathers grow larger, longer at least. And that's kind of what it's like the first week. So they'll start getting their wing feathers, and they'll start getting like little bitty tail feathers. Now week two, you're going to want to make sure that the temperature in the brooder is between 85 and 90 degrees. They're going to start getting more feathers. You should see them moving around a lot. You should see them being very interested in the surroundings. You should see them interacting with each other a lot. If you don't see that, then, you know, kind of maybe look at their diet a little bit. Make sure that they're getting that feed 24 hours a day again. You're going to want to give them feed 24 hours a day until they're probably about 10 or 12 weeks old. Now, at this stage, you can give them treats if you want to. I don't personally recommend it. And the reason for that is because they're going to eat the treats and then they might not eat the feed that they should be eating, right? So their feed, like I said, is specifically designed to help them get enough protein so that they can grow feathers, so that they can grow healthy, so that their bones grow properly. If they're eating a lot of treats that don't necessarily have those nutrients in them, they're not going to have the room for the stuff that they actually should be eating, and it could have negative consequences. So my recommendation is if you want to give them a couple treats, that's okay. Options are things like little bits of lettuce, little bits of grass, maybe some tiny little bugs you found outside. They're going to hunt bugs anyways, trust me. So there's a lot of different options there. If you do want to give them treats that are not chick starter, then you're going to have to also give them chick grit. And you can find that online. We'll put a link in the show notes for that. You also might be able to find it at a feed store. I don't think the feed stores in our area carry grit small enough for chicks, but you know, maybe they haven't looked hard enough. I usually buy it online. But you're going to want to give them that chick grit, because let's say you give them something like pieces of grass, right, and they consume it. They're going to have a harder time digesting that. Chick starter is generally formulated so that they don't need the grit. You should give it to them anyways, but if you're going to give them treats that are not, you know, their regular feed, you really should also be giving them grit so that they can go ahead and grind up the feed that the food that you're giving them, the treats that you're giving them, okay? Now, week three, you're going to see more feathers coming in, so you'll start to see a lot more tail feathers coming in. They might get a little bit longer, a little bit more pronounced. Depending on the breed, you might start seeing some leg feathers come in if you have Morans or Cochins or some other type of breed. The temperature in the brooder should be about 80 to 85 degrees now, and they should still have their feed available for 24 hours a day. All right, so both feed and water 24 hours a day. You can still give them the apple cider vinegar. We do it continuously with our chicks. What we found is that when we gave them the apple cider vinegar, it actually reduced our death rates. So that's why we believe in giving it. Like I said, it helps them establish that good gut flora. If they, for whatever reason, experience a unbalance in the pH in their digestive systems, the apple cider vinegar helps them rebalance that. So, and that can happen at any age. So it could happen at 1 week old, it can happen at, 24 weeks old, whatever. But it is effective at any age to helping them establish that good gut flora and helping them to rebalance the pH in their system. Now, one thing that you might see at this stage too is that you might see smaller chicks huddling under the larger chicks. So chicks, they're going to grow at different rates, or maybe you bought some 1 week and then 2 weeks later you bought another set of baby chicks. So you're going to start to see younger chicks or smaller chicks huddling under larger chicks. That's totally normal. And it doesn't actually mean that the chick that they're all hiding under is a male or a female. You might assume that it's a female, but it's not always the case. We have had baby chicks hide underneath young roosters. But it's just a way for them to stay warm, and it's just a natural, instinctual thing for them to do. Don't be alarmed by it. Don't be concerned in any way. It's just normal. And it's something that you might see, but you also might not see that. Now, something else you might start to see at this stage is that they go after bugs frequently. And this happens a lot in our house because obviously we live on a farm, and when you live on a farm, you have a lot of flies, right? So you might see them start to go after flies and after bugs. If they happen to catch one, that's okay. That's totally normal, right? I mean, chickens eat bugs. So, and it's actually a pretty funny thing to see. It's pretty funny watching a little chick go around and try and catch a bug. But if you do see that, don't be alarmed. It's totally normal. Now, week four, you might start to see your chickens, your baby chicks, looking a little fugly, right? So week four is when they start to lose more of their down and grow more like neck feathers and stuff. And at that stage, they start to look a little bit rough. They start to look like they've had kind of a rough night, right? Totally normal. The temperature in their brooder should be between 75 and 80 degrees. If it's warm enough, if they seem like they're doing okay, you can try leaving it off for a couple hours and see how they do. If they seem like they're cold, you might want to turn it back on. But the ideal temperature is between 75 and 80 degrees. And again, you still want to make sure that they have their feed 24 hours a day. You still want them on the chick starter. And definitely make sure that they have water available to them 24 hours a day. If you have quite a few chicks at this point, you might want to consider putting more than one waterer in there. If the brooder starts to seem a little bit crowded, if it seems like some of the chicks maybe are not getting to the water because there's lots of older chicks that steal it all, definitely consider going ahead and getting a second or third waterer. Now, something else you will probably start to see at this stage is your baby chicks wanting to fly out of the brooder. And in a past episode, we talked about brooders pretty extensively, and I said you want to have a top on your brooder, and this is basically the reason why. They're going to start flying out. If they are kept outside, they might end up in the hands of a predator or run over by a car or get lost. If that does happen, they can get lost. If they're inside, then you might end up finding poop all over your house, which is equally unpleasant. So it definitely makes sense to have some sort of top on there or some way that they can't get out. But you're going to start seeing them want to explore their surroundings a little bit. If they do happen to get out of the brooder, they fly out of it, you'll start to see them running around your room or your house, hunting and pecking. If you keep them in a shed, you'll start to see them looking around and seeing what they can do, that sort of thing. You also might start to see a little bit of fighting at this stage. And again, that's totally normal. By fighting, I don't mean like an all-out cockfight. I just mean like little bickering that chickens can do. They're establishing their social order. They're interacting with each other. It's normal. Obviously, if somebody's getting hurt, that's not normal. But if you see a little bit of squawking, a little bit of feather flying, so to speak, that's totally normal and totally okay. Just make sure everybody is safe. Now, week 5, you should see even more feathers. And again, they'll probably start to look a little bit rough. What they'll start doing at that point is they'll start growing their neck feathers out. And so you'll see a mixture of down and a mixture of feathers. And it looks just like they've gotten out of bed and not brushed their hair, so to speak. So again, that's totally normal. It's also a little bit normal sometimes to see some feathers not growing in when they should be, to sort of see patches of bare skin, so to speak. At that point, it's important to make sure that the temperature in the brooder, it's still fairly warm enough. Just make sure that they are warm. If chicks get cold, they stop eating, they stop drinking, then they stop getting nutrients, and it's just bad. But you might see some bare patches. Just understand that it's normal, and it will, eventually grow into feathers. If it doesn't, then, that's a different story. But in most cases, the feathers do eventually start to grow in there. You also might start to see a more pronounced comb in your young roosters. This is not always the case, and it's not always a accurate way to tell who's a rooster and who's not a rooster and who's a pullet. But you might start to see some more pronouncement. We have had young roosters where at, week 5, they have a very, very pronounced, and it's red, and it's, they start to get their little red wattles coming in. That does happen. So just understand that that might happen, and, that's good. It's fun, right? At this stage, too, the brooder might seem a little bit small. They've been growing a lot. They are out there exploring, and the brooder just might seem like, it's just getting a little crowded. So if that happens, just enlarge the brooder as needed. You can go ahead and add more space to it, or if you can't enlarge the brooder, you can go ahead and get a second one and split your chicks up just to make sure that everybody does have enough room. If they don't have enough room, what's going to happen is they're either going to fight or somebody's going to get sick because it's going to get full of manure and urine very, very quickly, right? So the smaller, more confined area that they're in, the more likely they are going to poop more frequently. Plus, as they grow, they're going to take bigger poops. So just pay attention to the amount of room that they have. And if it looks like it's crowded, either enlarge it or get a second brooder. And you're probably also going to see or find that your chicks are going to want to leave the brooder constantly, and they're going to want to explore constantly. So if you don't have a top on it, now is probably the time to either get a different brooder, you can pick one yourself, just find a way to keep them safe. Like, we have a cat in our house, and we're going to get chicks, and I know that if any of the chicks make it out of the brooder, they're probably not going to make it back in. Our cat will probably kill it. just the fact of life, right? So it's just, you have to keep them safe, right? Fairly simple. Now, moving on to week 6, this is the last week that we're going to cover in this episode. you might need the heat lamp and you might not. You're going to have to sort of play it by ear. If it's, you know, if the ambient temperature in your house is about 75 degrees, if it looks like the chicks are doing okay, then you can probably put the heat lamp away. If it's 30 degrees outside and your house might be, you know, 68 degrees, you might want to consider bringing that heat lamp back out and turning it on. Just, you know, pay attention to how they are acting and that sort of thing. Week six, they're not fully feathered yet in all likelihood. There are some exceptions to this, but in all likelihood, they don't have their feathers yet. They're going to have a harder time keeping themselves warm. So again, if it's cold outside, if it's cold in your house, just pay attention to what they're doing. You're still going to want the food and water out 24 hours a day. You definitely do not want to keep that away from them. And just make sure that everybody has access to it. And like the previous weeks, they might look a little bit rough. They might look a little bit like they've been to hell and back, but totally normal, totally okay. You're also going to see a lot more exploring. They're going to want to, you know, look at their surroundings. If it's warm outside, you can let them outside. By warm, I mean at least 80 degrees. You want to make sure that they have constant access to food and water, even if you let them outside. And you're going to want to make sure that they have access to shade. In case they do happen to get too hot, they can get out of the shade. You're also just going to want to kind of keep an eye on them anyways. You want to make sure that they're safe and that they're not experiencing heat stroke or heat stress or anything. Chicks, you know, kind of like chickens, older chickens, you know, sometimes they can't make the best decisions for themselves and they might get overheated and not realize that they have to go into the shade. So don't leave them outside all day unsupervised. Let them go outside for an hour or two. Make sure you check on them fairly frequently. And when they're outside, you're also going to notice that they're going to peck at different objects that they see in their environment. They might pick up some bugs. They might decide to eat some grass. Totally normal, totally okay. And they should be doing that stuff. They should be exploring the surroundings and being chickens. You'll probably notice them dust bathing. They tend to dust bathe much earlier than 6 weeks, but you might notice if you put them outside that they decide to bathe in the dust, and that's a good thing. They should be doing that, all right? Now, this is the end of this podcast, and just to quickly recap, we went through weeks 1 through 6 of what you should be doing when you bring your baby chicks home from the feed store. You want to make sure that they have their feed out in front of them 24 hours a day and their water 24 hours a day. And just make sure you're following the standard procedure for the heat in their brooder that we discussed in this episode. Now, I do want to encourage you to go ahead and grab my book, Chickens, Naturally Raising a Sustainable Flock. In that book, it's 150 pages, and you will find a baby chick starter guide week by week. So it tells you week by week what to feed, how much to feed, basically what we talked about in this episode, but in much more detail. And you can also print it out because that is a PDF book. You can print it out and just keep it handy next to you so that if you're ever confused about what to do with your chicks or how to raise them, you have that sheet available to you. You can go ahead and grab that book at thefrugalchicken.com/chickenbook. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.